upset about him. Service safe.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
What's Donald Trump doing? He is circulating QAnon conspiracy theories on social media. QAnon conspiracy theories on the same day Joe Biden is saying, bring it in, Republicans. You all are being extremists. Come on. This is...
They're a turning point.
This is a turning point. And all of those people that have been lying about the DOJ and FBI on this search, we're going to get to the news in a second. That's going to change as well.
Gentlemen, welcome into the show. It's your boy here, Scott from Wokecizer, with episode number 296. We're almost to episode number 300, which will be this Saturday for the Trump Rally Show. It is Wing Wednesday, and I hope you guys are ready for some more winning as more of these stories are developing. We're going to get into the Trump saga. We got some new pictures dropping, the nice stage photos from the brown shirt FBI agents. Going to be talking a little bit about the Middle East and also getting into everything with James O'Keefe's new expose of a school out in Connecticut. It's all going to be mashed into one amazing show, as we always do here. So welcome in, everybody, over on Rumble and on Foxhole. It's crazy. This is the last day of August. Tomorrow we begin September, and we are on our way to the midterm, fam. Shit's getting crazy. I hope you guys are feeling good. It is Wing Wednesday, or some other people call it Hump Day. But how is everyone feeling in the chats? Let me know. We got some big booms coming here today. We're going to be seeing trends of the DOJ and the FBI. They're backtracking, and they are falling at the same time, even to the point where Director Wray is being called out by his fellow FBI agents to step down. Things are going to be getting crazy, and we're going to be hearing a ton from Trump. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. Hope you guys are ready. We had an excellent show yesterday. Thank you to everyone over on Foxhole and Rumble once again. Shout out to my mods, the lurkers, and this amazing audience. I just love seeing you guys in the chats on Rumble and also over on Foxhole. Thank you guys so much. We broke 1,000 viewers on Rumble yesterday. Absolutely love it, and it's growing every single day. So let's say hi to the fam, shall we? Because without the fam, there would be no channel. Let's go over to Foxhole first, because you guys are fam. The Fox, yo, great to see you, friend. Let's go, Brandon. Tea Time Rose, as always, we wish you such a wonderful, beautiful birthday, Tea Time Rose. So great to see you back. So happy you had a good time with your family. And the Woke fam absolutely loves you. Carrie Lake, Anonymity, do you see? Ramona is in the house. Cage Farmer is in the house. Donkey Punch, of course. AIDS Plague, that's a new one. That's a new name there. Great name, H2O Maven. Who else we got? Praying Veterans in the house. The Grouch, Timberjet, Sunny Day, 850 Strong, 17 Anon, Paul Thaddeus, Mermaid Q is in the house, as always. We got Ramona, we got Meat Puppet, Jason, DHX, we got Tucker Dixon throwing the and Adelis, great to see you, friend. We got Carrie Lake, DK Anon, Tom Ford's hanging out with us in the house. Woke and Walked. We got Kaluppy. Faith Over Fear. It's so cool. I say these names almost every day on the show, and I just love seeing my regulars. Love to see you guys. Thank you so much. We got Heather Heather July in the house. As always, great to see Heather. H2O Maven, T-Roy Cook's in the house. Great to see you, T-Roy. Diana Brodeen, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight as well. Crazy Horse, Flawless in the USA. Great to see you. We got Froggers in the house. Man, we got the whole Cage Famine up in here. Absolutely amazing. Tennessee Girl, I see out there. Great to see you. Sid Vicious, thank you so much for hanging out. We got Jack Attack, of course, throwing the first of the pills at me. Meat Puppet, great to see you guys. And over on the Rumble chat, we got Slimeba, of course. Hysteriaverse, thank you. Like, shared, hit that plus sign and write a Rumble. Yeah, if you guys could really up the game over on Rumble, hit that plus sign for me. It's like a like here that we used to get on the YouTube videos back in the day. Hit that plus sign for me. That'd really help. All-American, thank you, my friend. T-Bods, Liz Hell, and I think we got Knutson, Comet, B-Bass, B-Free, and C-Wags. C-Wags, what's up, C-Wags, and Valen. Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, we said hi to everybody. We got a bunch of people coming through the door right now. Almost 600 people on the stream, and we just getting started. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. And we got Dark Knight out there, too. Space Coast, great to see you guys. Hope you guys are ready for a fun-packed, filled news blitz, because we're about to get into it right now. Hope everybody be ready, because we're about to get into it. With that being said, it is news blitz time. It seems like California has been getting in this news blitz a lot more lately than usual, but they just can't help themselves. And with articles I'm about to show you side by sides, it's hard not to completely destroy them. As we were talking about before, this is coming directly out of Newsweek. California wants to ban any of these new gas car sales by 2035, which states could be next. We talked about how that's going to be Virginia, but then you have literally days later, we get headlines that say Californians are told not to charge electric cars days after gas car sales ban. And you guys, if you guys are out in California, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I believe it was the governor Newsom put out a notice to all of the California residents that the power grid is struggling. They can't keep the power going to home. So they're telling all their residents, you may have to shut down and try to really conserve that energy. And the direction they want to take the state is to go all electric, but they can't even manage to give their own people electricity to run their appliances. They're literally telling Californians to unplug their appliances to conserve energy for the betterment of everyone as a community. Do you guys see the problem with all this? I certainly do, and it does not simply just slide by my eyes, that is for sure. And again, even the red state picked this up. Californians were told not to charge electric vehicles days after the state banned gas-powered sales by 2035. I mean, you guys, you want to look like a clown? This is a surefire way to look like absolute clowns and idiots and fools in front of the entire state. And again, this isn't political by any means. This is going to affect everybody on both sides of the aisle no matter what. So you look like clowns in front of your own base as well. Just a really, really bad look. And on top of it, California is going full commie, as is no surprise to anybody. This is from a New York Times article talking about how California is going to be approving a bill to punish doctors who spread false information. My God. Let's just keep doubling down, California. This is out of August 29th. Trying to strike a balance between free speech and public health, California's legislator on Monday approved a bill that would allow regulators to punish doctors for spreading false information about COVID-19 vaccinations and treatments. This legislation, if signed by Governor Gavin Newsom, would make the state the first to try to legislate a remedy to a problem that the American Medical Association, among other medical groups and experts, say has worsened the impact of the pandemic, resulting in thousands of unnecessary hospitalizations and deaths. And just like we saw all the people move out of California and New York to go to places like Texas and Florida, and moving generally down to the South or just getting out of the cucked out states in general, for the people that are remaining in these states like California, how do you feel? Because the doctors that are working there are also going to be moving if this is what they're subjugated to, as far as you can't even have free speech about your own medical practices and how you are a doctor, and you may face backlash to the point where you may lose your license, you may get fired from your job. Why would you want to deal with that? So all these doctors are going to be moving out as well, and they already have, and you're going to be left with the smooth brain doctors that are only going to push establishment science, which we all know it's nothing but propaganda and lies, and it killed millions of people. It's absolutely disgusting, and I hope people out in California, I really hope things will get better soon for you guys, but we got a report on the news, and it's unfortunate that so much bad stuff's coming out of that state. Let's get over here from the National Post. It looks like there is a new movement here to defund Davos bill would deny World Economic Forum taxpayer cash, and I'm all about this. House Republicans have introduced a bill to block any taxpayer funds from potentially supporting the activities of the WF, the corporate-dominated non-governmental organization promoting global governance and centralized under democratic authority. Sponsored by Representative Scott Perry, Representative Tom Tiffany, and Lauren Boebert, the legislation follows controversy over the group's exploitation of COVID-19 to advance its corporate leftist social agenda. WFOA has also weaponized climate change as an excuse to implement the tenets of its Great Reset theory, which includes the abolition of private property, just like the WF is trying to do out in the Netherlands, out with the Dutch farmers, as the WF is trying to completely eradicate farmers, buy off their land, and completely make them vulnerable and completely destroy their food sources because they just want them to eat bugs. I'm sure everyone in this audience can be behind a bill like that to definitely defund Davos and also defunding the FBI. An interesting little tidbit came out of here from Branko Marcetic out on Twitter. Was alerted to this new foreign affairs piece by Alex Jordan where Fiona Hill accidentally let slip a key fact. Russia and Ukraine had apparently agreed to a tentative settlement back in April that would have halted the war. And according to Course and Hill, doesn't mention UK Prime Minister Fluke to Kiev instantly to scuttle it. Fam, I haven't sourced this myself, but the rumors are that Prime Minister of UK, which was Boris Johnson, flew out to Kiev to get in the middle of this to help to continue the war. I would not be surprised if this was true. I haven't sourced it myself, but I find it very interesting because I would have to imagine behind the scenes there was probably many of attempts to kind of put this fire out between Russia and Ukraine, and they're still going at it to this day. Who knows what else is happening behind the scenes, but very interesting nonetheless. Let's get over the post-millennial. And it looks like one of the Antifa members that Harris ended up getting out of her out of jail ended up murdering somebody after he was able to get out. Pro-Antifa Portland Freedom Fund bailed out stalker. Now he's charged with murdering a woman. Is anyone surprised by this? In mid-August, Muhammad Osman Aiden was freed from custody after the pro-Antifa Portland Freedom Fund helped post his bail. Just days later, Aiden was charged with her murder. He had been initially arrested for allegedly violating the terms of a no-contact order that had been brought against him following a domestic violence-related incident with the mother of his children. According to Oregon Live, police received reports of a domestic disturbance at the home of 37-year-old Rachel Aiden Abraham on Saturday morning. 3 hours later, Aiden himself called 911 and announced that she was dead. Fam, this is just a little microcosm of what's been going on all over the place in this country, and more even so in Democrat states where these criminals, these violent criminals are arrested and immediately left out, and they even double and triple down their crime and end up killing people. This is just the latest example of it. And when your DAs and when your court systems and when your police systems go woke, people get killed, and that's exactly what we're seeing. So again, shout out to Kamala Harris for again helping murderers kill more people. And also from the post-millennial, heavily armed Antifa militants stand guard outside Texas kid-friendly drag show. And again, we have pedophiles protecting pedophiles. It's absolutely amazing. A kid-friendly drag brunch for all ages was guarded against protests by armed Antifa militants carrying AR-15s. It's funny, the left didn't say anything about Antifa holding AR-15s. Interesting. The drag event was held at the Anderson Distillery and Grill in Roanoke, Texas. And the event called the Barrel Babes Drag Brunch was advertised as a dancing, music, and laughs. Journalist Taylor Hansen said that the kid-friendly event featured vulgarity, sexualization of minors, and partial nudity. And fam, I did watch a video. There's one of these drag queens in one of those, it's like a hula hoop, but it's hanging from a rope or something, and they dance around inside the circle. The fake boobs of the transvestite popped out, and this dude literally did his entire performance with the boobs sticking out. And you, when the music ends, you could literally hear kids saying titties, boobs, to children. And you had Antifa standing guard with AR-15s protecting the event from anyone that wanted to cause problems. I mean, Is this what we're letting our country divulge into? It's absolutely disgusting. We'll call it all the time on this show. Fuck the pedophiles and fuck Antifa. And by the way, just want to throw this in there. News That Matters is a nice satire, a little nice satire account. Breaking: heavily armed Antifa in D.C. standing guard over kid-friendly Joe Biden shower. And it absolutely is so appropriate. Let's get into the Daily Mail. Nickelodeon allowed sexualized Victoria's scene with Daniela Monet, despite her complaints as network stars claim producer Dan Schneider pushed for inappropriate content. A report from Insider details about claims against producer Dan Schneider. He helmed several shows, including iCarly and Sam and Cat. Victoria's Daniela Monet, 33, claims a sexualized scene was left in the show despite her objections, and Zoe 101 actress Alexa Nicholas accused him of screaming at her until she broke down in tears. Jeanette McCurdy previously described a figure named the Creator in her memoir who forced her to drink alcohol while underage and gave her, quote, massages. It's really kind of sick, fam, when I go back and think about what we know about Jeffrey Epstein, what we know about Hollywood, what we know about the entertainment industry, especially kid actors and Disney. It's very disturbing to me growing up in my somewhat young age still of 33 years old, knowing that when I watched cartoons back in the day and kid actors, a lot of them probably were molested and sexualized in ways that a lot we may never hear. And to me, that is beyond disturbing. But anytime we can expose this stuff, I'm all about it. And from Kim Iverson with the nasty tweet of the day, the pedophiles are always out on Twitter. She wrote, minors actually can consent to sex. Each state has its own laws on this. And Kim, we should be calling out the wood chippers for sure. It's so amazing to me that the pedophiles are so brazen and out on Twitter. Of all places, it's amazing. And we're going to be getting to this is a higher up from the FDA. And he's putting out the word for the new booster that's coming out. And doesn't show a lot of confidence in it, and says he hopes it sets out to do what it achieves. Is anyone getting the new booster for the winter? Take a listen.
The hope here is not to have to give lots of vaccines each year. It's hopefully to have this be the vaccine that hopefully holds us for as much of this for the entire season, if it can.
Unbelievable. And you know the smooth brains are going to line up for that garbage or to put in their bodies, hoping that it works. How sick do you have to be? And last but not least, fam, of the news blitz today, from Becker News, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis launches lawsuit against FDA that puts the drug regulator in a major dilemma. And this is what DeSantis had to say on this new lawsuit.
130 days, you know, we still sit here waiting for an answer. And so it's our view that we've waited long enough. And so today we're taking action. The state of Florida has now filed a lawsuit against the FDA. They have unlawfully withheld and unreasonably delayed approval of Florida's program. And we think this violates federal law. So we're... So we're asking a federal judge to order the FDA to put an end to that delay and to approve Florida's program.
Absolutely amazing. And with that, fam, is today's News Blitz. I love it. DeSantis going after the FDA. We've waited 630 days. You know, we still sit here waiting for an answer. And so it's our view that we've waited long enough. And today we are taking action. The state of Florida has now filed a lawsuit against the FDA, and they're going to see where this goes. I love that DeSantis is waging war against the corrupt FDA, and I absolutely love seeing it. Let's get into your guys' gold pill donations. You guys sent me a whole bunch over here. Thank you so much. Jack Attack, throw me a can. Super appreciate it, friend. Purple Pixie with the shades. Purple Pixie in the house. Great to see you, Pixie. And Freedom Quarter of the Can, finally get to catch a live show. It's 420 somewhere. Enjoy, my friend. Enjoy. 850 Strong with the Shades. Good day, fam. Good day to you. We got HGO Mabe with the Shades. Tossed Wing Sal. That sounds amazing. You know what? It's funny, man. I've been watching these wing channels that literally all they do, there's videos of people cooking wings, and I'm losing my mind. Donkey Punch the Cookie. Love to the whole family. We're winning. Thank you, my friend. Woken Walk, throw me a can. Happy Wednesday, Scott and fam. Panic. We got plenty of panic for you guys today. It's going to be great. Atlas with the cookie. Hi, fam. Thank you for the cookie. Fox Hill with the can. Donkey Punch with a cookie for 23 and on. And Tea Time Rose and another cookie. Things are only getting more fun. River Pike, throw me a cookie. Bring it. DK and L, the cookie, one more. Ah, for the mods. You got it, my friend. Donkey Punch, the cookie. Yo, Filter Dog, welcome, walk with the can. Boom, boom, boom. Space Coast, the cookie. Let's get this party started. Dark Knight says, what's up, Scott and Maven? Now I have smooth pickles. Brains no more. And Ricky Bobby throwing me a can. Thank you. Donkey Punch says, shout out to Crazy Horse. Shout out to you, Crazy Horse. And Purple Pixie says, got to be here when you're live. It is, this show is the best when it's live. The replays, they're good. They don't do it justice, though. But it is what it is. Thank you, Pearl Pixie. And Tucker Dixon with a shout-out to Prednisone. What a miracle drug. And Oriano the cookie. Fuck this dude. Hashtag purebloods. And Space Coast, throw me a cookie. Thank you so much. And Seawags, thank you so much, Seawags. Throw me the four coffees over on the Buy Me a Coffee. Thank you so much, brother. I appreciate that. And L.A. Martinez with a can. Well, some things never change. Pedos suck. Thank you, L.A. Martinez. My man, I appreciate that. Guys, there are so many ways to support this show financially. You guys got it covered over on the Foxhole with the Gold Pills. You know exactly what you're doing. Rumble Rants, you guys got your thing over there. You can donate. And a great way to also help this show out big time, guys, is by going to thewokesocieties.com, hitting the store tab, and going out and checking all of the new merch that my brother has added between the coffee mugs, the Yeti-style travel mugs. We have glassware, hats, magnets, and stickers. And so much other cool stuff. And we're, just to give you guys a little teaser, we are actively working on getting t-shirts and the hoodies back, which I know you guys are all waiting for. And again, when you guys support my store, you're also supporting my brother back in New York because he makes all this stuff and would super appreciate it. It all goes back to my fam, my literal fam, and it's super appreciated. So thank you guys. And 17 coming for you with a cookie and another cookie. Thank you guys so much. Cookies! All right. With that being said, we have our funny video of the day. This is going to bring us right into our intro, and I'll see you guys on the other side of that. Enjoy this, because even back in the day, saying groomer, it'll get you stoned. Here we go. Enjoy, fam.
Yes, son of Deuteronomy of Gath. Do I say yes?
Yes.
Yes. You have been found guilty by the elders of the town for uttering the word beginning with G, banned on Twitter and Instagram. You are to be stoned to death. Oh, look, I just saw a lovely little TikTok video on Twitter, and I tweeted, that teacher looks like a bit of a groomer.
Blasphemy! He said it again! Did you hear him?
Are there any women here today? Very well. By virtue of the authority vested in me... Oh, lay off. We haven't started yet. Come on. Who threw that? Who threw that stone? Come on.
Sorry, I thought we started.
Go to the back.
Oh, dear.
There's always one, isn't there? Now, where were we? Look, I don't think it deserves a stoning, just saying groomer.
You're only making it worse for yourself.
Making it worse? How could it be worse? Groomer! 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 I'm warning you, if you say groomer one more time... Right! Who threw that? Come on, who threw that? Was it you? Yes. Right. Well, you did say groomer.
Will you stop that? Come here.
Now look, no one is to stone anyone until I blow this whistle. Do you understand? Even, and I want to make this absolutely clear, even if they do say groomer.
Warning! Woke Societies contains opinions and commentary that may not be suitable for all audiences. We are not responsible for the views, actions, or statements from the viewers in the chats. They can be a little crazy, but damn do we love them. Be prepared to laugh, be enraged, cry, and unlearn everything you know about this world from a once-crazed lefty individual who had his own awakening. We bring the news, hilarious memes, internet culture, and amazing music all into one chaotic crescendo. And to be shown an unhealthy amount of rainbow dildos. Fragile, smooth brains, beware. You have been warned. Enjoy.
Welcome into the show, guys. Welcome. You've made it to the main event. Oh, my goodness. It's your boy here, Sky, episode number 296. Again, shout out to Rumble and Foxhole. Great to see everyone here. Isn't that Monty Python scene so on point about, like, the culture online? With people canceling each other. Eventually, the left is just going to end up being so woke, they're going to end up canceling themselves into oblivion. And it's just nailed it. Absolutely nailed it. And fam, while we were doing that, I had just come across this random meme. This is for all my Pennsylvania Patriots, and PA is on our minds because we got a big rally coming this Saturday with Trump, and it's gonna be glorious. Someone put this meme out and I just can't stop laughing. It's so good. It is so good. I look at it. It's, you don't even have to meme. It's just, you just put the two sides. It's just perfect. It's just absolutely perfect. And guys, rather real quickly, I did hear from a lot of people. Whenever this happens, it's really cool. I got a message from my brother, and I got emails and DMs from other people as well saying, Scott, you're on X22 again. And I was not myself, but our Substack, about the Patriot Front was on X22 again last night, and I got a bunch of subscribers from that, and it's always an honor to be shown on X22 whenever he plays any shares any of my content from Telegram, anything like that. So thanks to Dave. I doubt he watches my show, but thank you, Dave, and for everyone letting me know that. I love when that happens. So Kaluppi, thank you for the cookie. Dungy Punch for the cookie. Shout out to the Slug Trail, and also cookies for Fuji Cash. Fuji Cash is here. Great to see you. Love you guys. Cookies! Love all the woke fam. You guys are absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. So, I'm sure you guys have all seen this picture by now. It is 6 o'clock Eastern time. If you haven't seen this picture and you live under a rock, it's okay. I'm going to be showing it to you right now. I've seen this on every channel on Foxhole up to this point, and it's obviously no surprise we're going to talk about this. We'll start with the DOJ and this Mar-a-Lago stuff, because, guys, every single day we get new information, and it just keeps getting crazier and crazier, and the FBI kind of did something that you would probably see, like, out of someone like a high schooler would do to get back at an ex, or to really, if someone you really don't like, or even if you wanted to bully somebody, this is something you would do. You would set up these staged photos that were clearly staged, and you put a picture of it. And not only do you take a picture of it, you put it on social media. You put it on Twitter, and this is exactly what the brown shirt FBI agents did. From Becker News is where we begin today. The Biden DOJ attaches photo of top secret Mar-a-Lago docs. Then people instantly spot the problem with it. And this is the picture here. And on the left here, you can see there's a picture framed of the Time magazine. So let's dive into this. The Biden Department of Justice lobbed a pre-election grenade as we all know, these Mar-a-Lago documents. And now the infamous photo is undoubtedly circulating throughout the America's email inboxes this morning, flooding social media channels, and is being heralded on the morning television shows. The top secret documents photo, labeled Attachment F, you can guess what the F stands for, is indisputably provocative. The TSSCI documents are splayed dramatically across the ornate blue carpet, which, by the way, how beautiful is that carpet on the floor, with white cover sheets neatly laid on top of them. And this is the actual full photo here, guys. Trump did not leave these documents on the floor like you would think the smooth brains and the corporate media are trying to put out, that the documents like this, they were just strewn about the room all over the place because Trump, he's a crazy orange man, doesn't know anything. He's an idiot. And he is just out here with secrets that could destroy our country, giving it to Vladimir Putin. And it's just simply not the case. You don't do this if you are a legitimate government, legitimate FBI, legitimate DOJ. And on the side of it, I love that this Time magazine cover is over here. And I'm sure this article brings it up. And there it is. Let's take a look at the actual Time magazine cover. This is from March 4th of 2019. And it's literally the Time magazine cover that simply says Knock Knock by Molly Ball and Philip Bullett. It's none other than Donald Trump's 2020 presidential challenger spying on him while he is in the Oval Office. And look at the irony just in that, because this actually happened in 2016. And the Time magazine cover that is so not subtly displayed in the FBI stage photo is yet another sign that the Bureau is unable to do its job in a professional and apolitical fashion. The thing is, fam, I know the clip of Kash Patel has been circulating that was on Benny Johnson's show. And he says something that's so simple, but it's so obvious and important, that when Kash and other people that do their jobs legitimately, not this clownery that we're seeing, none of this stuff, these cases and court matters, they are done inside the courts. They aren't done on fucking Twitter. You don't take a picture of supposedly documents like this, put little pieces of paper over them, super top secret documents, and then you take a picture of it, and then you put it on social media. I'm sitting here like, this is what the future of the FBI and all these tyrannical administrative organizations that are running our country, what you call essentially is the deep state. This is going to be the beginning of the nonsense of what we're seeing here, because any other time, where would you ever see something like this? These were the nuclear documents, remember, guys, and they're taking pictures of them and putting them on social media. It's an absolute clown show. Absolute clown show. And when you just take a look at it, it's just, they put the little measurement here. They got these thrown around all over the floor. And then they got the Time magazine on the right here. It is absolutely laughable. Thank you, Dungy Punch, for the cookie. FBI equals women scorned 100%. We're going to get into that in just a little bit. And I don't know if I gave you my horn, my dude, but there you go. There is the horn. But guys, if we were living in an alternate reality, and we were actually living in what in a place of accountability and not a two-tier justice system, this is what the photos should actually look like. Without a doubt, this is what should be happening right now. Hunter Biden all over the place. And this is it right here. If you want another one, in a different alternate reality, we would have Fang Fang / Swalwell, Representative Schiff phone records, Obama's birth certificate, UFOs, Jeffrey Epstein's client list, and even JFK over here on the right, because why the hell not? But fam, this is when we get back to like when the FBI and the DOJ came out and on their unified message of we do not want to see violence, and people talk so badly about our organization as a law enforcement organization. And you know what? This stuff that we've been talking about now at nauseam now for over a month, this regime deserves nothing less than complete outrage and our anger. They deserve nothing less. With everything that they have put out here and how weak it is and the attempts at it, it's like Russiagate and Spygate, we had to go through the ringer for that, ladies and gentlemen. And I really think like even with in the Q days when the drops were coming out and we were all waking up at the same time, we were all coming together in this wonderful, beautiful movement. We had the training wheels on and we were getting, I think, in my opinion, we were getting battle hardened and really having to deprogram ourselves and seeing the extents of how far these people go. If we took what we were happening, if say none of that happened before and we were all here right now, we might, a lot of us might actually believe Trump was actually carrying this stuff out and doing this stuff. And we might even have believed it. But fam, we have come such a long way now from 2016 all the way till now where our rage and anger, at least on this show, has turned into laughter because what else can you do at this point besides cover it and talk about it and mock these people? And yeah, getting angry about this stuff, it's all good. It's all okay. We can't stay angry, but I just see such a difference now from where we started to where we are now and how exposed these guys really are. Rich Grenell was on with Steve Bannon, and he broke this down. And the thing is, the word staged, hashtag staged, was all over Twitter. It was actually trending on Twitter. I don't even know where it ended up. It was in the top 10 the last time I checked it. But this man, the man that has lost influence of the MAGA Party, influence over the Republicans, influence everywhere, this man, just like James O'Keefe and Project Veritas, which we're definitely going to be talking about today, he is able to still have influence and still have trending topics on Twitter, which he was completely and utterly removed from all social media. And it is absolutely hilarious to watch this happen. Rich Grenell breaks this down, and we're going to play this clip here from Bannon's War Room. Take a watch.
But tell me, just give me your assessment. You've seen the filing. You've seen the meltdown of the media. Give us your assessment of this, sir.
You know, Steve, first of all, when you played the clip of MSNBC, I was shaking my head because it was a really important moment to see what the left is saying. They have completely changed their tune on what the charges were. Remember that first it was classified information, then it was national security information, and now it's an obstruction of justice. They don't know what they're doing at DOJ. They are grasping at straws. And, you know, this is the same crowd that told us Russian collusion, the FISA warrant, Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. Look, I'm glad to see that the rank and file FBI agents that I know well, that I have looked in the eye to say, did you classify this information? Did you redact this information? And they would look at me and say, nope, I didn't do it, even though my name's on it. My bosses did it. And so there is a belief that we need a gut renovation at DOJ and FBI leadership. The leadership is not serving the actual agents and the actual employees who really want to do good work, who don't want to be partisan. I'll just say on this Tim Tebow case, the FBI agent who's now suddenly Chris Wray is finding that his politics is too much. We've known that this individual was partisan and manipulating government for years. Chris Wray knew this for years. The only difference now is that the pressure on Chris Wray is so much that he's going to have to start throwing some of these individuals under the bus. And that's exactly what Chris Wray is doing. He's trying to save his job, like all people in Washington, when they finally have enough. Let's be very clear. Chris Wray knew that FBI agents were being very partisan and weaponizing the FBI, and he didn't care until it impacted his job. And that's what's happening right now. Now, in terms of the classified information,
that's a big key.
What I have to say is it's very clear that these documents are all paper documents, not digital. And I think that's a very big deal. The staged photo shows paper documents. And what I would say, Steve, is that the DOJ has been so reckless. Whoever staged this photo and whoever approved it to be released is so unprofessional and so reckless that they should actually be fired. Congress should get involved and to say, we do not want FBI agents who stage photos and then release them to the public like a spin document. This is dangerous. We need to understand that all of these documents were declassified and held in a former president's office. By the way, former presidents have U.S. government funding in their offices. Therefore, their offices are government property. This stack of declassified paper documents were guarded by the U.S. Secret Service. All of the kvetching that we hear on NBC and MSNBC and the legacy media, there are examples of people saying, you know, you and I would be arrested if we handled classified information like this. Well, yeah, you weren't the president of the United States. All of these people comparing them to the president of the United States is laughable. You would get arrested if you did this because you don't have the authority to declassify the information.
You're not the fucking president.
Nation like the president of the United States did. So we're dealing with declassified information, paper documents, not digital, like Hillary Clinton's problem. Hillary Clinton was never president of the United States. She didn't have the authority that Donald Trump did. They were digital documents. They were not guarded by the Secret Service like in the way that Donald Trump's offices are. And so therefore, there's a huge difference. And what did the DOJ do to Hillary? One big yawn.
One big yawn. Yes. Rich Grinnell, the king of the fairies, comes through on that clip, and he's absolutely right. And that's the thing. And, you know, covering the news as much as I do, you see a lot of the narratives, especially on Twitter, by all the pedophiles over on Twitter, the Democrats, they're the same thing. FBI pedophile, they're all pedophiles. They all are echoing the same thing, even on the corporate media, and they're all saying, like, if I had done this, we'd all be arrested. You can't just go out and take these. Anybody would be. No, you chode. No, smooth brain. You would. Not if you were a sitting president. This isn't hard. And he makes a great point when he's comparing to Hillary Clinton. These things weren't digital. These things weren't sitting on a server that anyone could get access to. These were literally paper documents. And I didn't know this. They were guarded by the Secret Service. I didn't know that. I feel like if they were declassified, maybe they wouldn't need something like that to have something guarded like that. I don't know. But apparently they were guarded by Secret Service. And when they throw the papers all over the floor to make it look like a unorganized mess. It's, you know exactly what this is. And he goes into Director Ray. And this is what I've been screaming from the rooftops for so damn long, the whole Trust Ray crowd. It's nauseating. The only reason why we're seeing a little tiny shred of accountability is because this was a step too far and Ray is not going to be able to keep the lid on this one. And now it's affecting his job. And now we are seeing something. And he says it perfectly. Just like everyone out in D.C., that swamp that it is, all they care about is maintaining their job and maintaining promotions. That is what is happening here. And he even put this out on his True Social account. If you guys just missed the video, it was all declassified papers, which we all know, and kept in a former president's office guarded by the Secret Service. And Hillary was never president. Her documents were never declassified and were all available digitally online for hackers. That is a great breakdown of what we are witnessing here. And of course, Trump has been on a truth storm, and we are seeing it happen right now. Donald Trump put this out, terrible the way the FBI during the raid of Mar-a-Lago threw documents haphazardly all over the floor, perhaps pretending it was me that did it. And he fucking knows. He's calling it right now. And then started taking pictures of them for the public to see. Thought they wanted them kept secret. Lucky I declassified. And you know what he's saying here, fam, that I was thinking about before. If these documents were so super top secret, nuclear codes and all these secrets that could, you know, put in the country and jeopardy, are the FBI agents themselves that handle these documents and look through these documents, do they have classifications where they themselves can look through these documents? Is Trump saying in this truth, hey, assholes, the ones that decided to go in and kick my lawyers out, kick my staff out, made them sit outside in terrible Florida heat, did I just save you clowns from getting prosecuted and being sent to jail because you yourselves looked at classified documents that you didn't have clearance for? Lucky, he says. Look, he says, lucky I declassified. I absolutely love this. How can you not? This is how good this is getting, fam. and it's absolutely firing up. And the corporate media does not know what to do with this, because we went from nuclear codes to now it's all the way through obstructing justice. This is where it's gone. And it's funny because Garland, we all know Garland leaked all this bullshit to the corporate media. The stuff just doesn't just pop out of nowhere. It's all organized and it's done for a specific reason. Politico is putting this out. Garland's perilous path to prosecuting Trump. And they go into this huge thing. And I'm going to read my parts here just a minute. But this huge article about the dangers of Merrick Garland going down this road. It says, one consideration for Garland is how Trump's alleged actions stack up against other cases in the DOJ has brought or not brought over mishandling classified information. A second factor is how confident prosecutors are they could win at trial. Knowing the political fallout of a losing case against a former president could be devastating. And we go down here, quote, they're going to have to be satisfied that they're going to have a very, very strong case to present to a grand jury and ultimately to a jury, said former CIA General Counsel Jeffrey Smith. If the prosecutors can get over all those hurdles, given that it's a former president, it'll be a tough call for the attorney general. So, fam, I want to ask you right now in the chats, put a one in the chat. Do you think one in the chat, Merrick Garland's going to go all in and try to arrest Trump? Give me a two if you think he's going to chicken shit it and back off, and this is going to turn into a controlled demolition of the FBI. One, if you think he's going to arrest. Two, he's going to back off, controlled demolition of the FBI. I want to know what you guys think in the chats. And while you guys let me know that, this is just one other piece of that Politico article talking about the risk of a trial. These are lawyers here being quoted. Another consideration whether charging Trump could compound the danger of whatever secrets he had at Mar-a-Lago leaking out during a trial. Loftman said prosecutors would likely try to mitigate that risk by charging only over a limited set of documents and sometimes leaving out those that pose the most ongoing risk to national security. So what he's saying here, if they do decide to go down this road, they're going to have to lay out the evidence for it. But because of the secrets and the national security risk, they're not going to be able to show. They're not going to be able to show what those secrets are. And how can they charge somebody for a crime if they're not willing to show those secrets? We're just going to have to take your word for it. Disgusting. None of it adds up. The government has to choose what documents will use as evidence, and that selection process is a thing unto itself. They'll try, ultimately, if they make this decision, to choose documents as intrinsically, palpably sensitive to any juror who's confronted with them without presenting undue harm. This entire thing is going to be a disaster. And I'm seeing splits here between ones and twos all the way down the chats. I have an even split here on what you guys are saying here. And of course, Trump's going to fight this to death. He might not even really have to fight this really too much at all from what we are seeing here. And it's absolutely hilarious to see how this is going to play out. Maven, H2O Maven, thanks for the can. Melania's blams are all orange. Hide the trunk stains. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you, Maven. Anonymity, thank you for the cookie. Did the FBI not just commit treason by revealing those documents? Anonymity, that's what I'm saying, my friend. That's the point, right? Cookie! That's what Trump was just saying. Did I just save you clowns from criminalizing yourselves? That's been my thought this whole entire time. If you don't have Q clearance on some of these documents, how can FBI agents get their hands on these and go through them and rip apart and know what Trump was looking at? And unless they were already declassified, which we all know they were. Space Coast of the Cookie said, I believe this is a controlled demolition of the FBI. You nailed it. I agree. Cookie! I totally agree. And Warrior for Jesus, 255 gold pills. Father God, please expose the enemy to all the people. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Warrior. I appreciate that. And also, C. Blanche of the Can, one big yawn. I appreciate that. And Donkey Punch of the Cookie, hey, Wise Mom Bear. Wise Mom Bear in the house. Everyone, give Wise Mom Bear some love in the chat. So, there's other developments happening as well. We've been hearing about how Trump wants to bring in what they're calling a special master, which I find the term for that term is absolutely hilarious. A special master. It just sounds super devious and sexual, doesn't it? Like a dominatrix or something. I can't help but that's what that thing when I think of those words. But that is supposed to be ruled, I think, on Thursday or Friday to see if they're going to be giving Trump a special master and who that'll be. But the DOJ, not about it. Shocking, right? From just the news, the DOJ is opposing a special master in the Trump case, alleges classified materials were concealed, and the Biden Justice Department late Tuesday told a federal judge it opposes naming a special master to review evidence taken from Donald Trump's Florida home, alleging there may have been an effort to conceal these documents. DOJ developed evidence that government records were likely concealed and removed, as we all know. In its 36-page filing, DOJ said the former president's request for a special master, quote, fails for multiple independent reasons, including that it would, quote, harm national security interests. Isn't it funny when these corrupt officials, the DOJ, the FBI, the United States government as a whole, can't reveal these things or put these things out because it's going to harm national security interests? When people come up with these new technologies and then they all of a sudden end up dying or they disappear, it's usually because of, quote, national security interests. And it's all about protecting the structure that has lived here for so long. They don't want the special master. They don't want that dominatrix to be coming inside their house. And prosecutor Jay Bratt said included in a photo of evidence retrieved during the August 8th raid included files marked top secret and secret. Bratt said a prior search conducted by Trump lawyers in June in response to a grand jury did not retrieve all classified documents. They don't want the special master, fam. And just to give you guys a little side note, even if Trump does manage to get the special master, we would like to know who these people are, right? Are they corrupt? Are they part of the regime? Are they of the Biden administration? The Western Journal gave a good breakdown of this, and this is important to know because if he does get it, we need to know who we are dealing with. The Western Journal put this out. Meet the four possible candidates for special master. One has troubling past, providing incapable of impartiality. Wonderful. In one of the four recommendations, Northwestern University law professor Heidi Kitrozer has a history of promoting anti-Trump sentiments on her social media pages. In fact, several recent tweets posted by Kitrozer suggest she believes Trump should be indicted for violating the Espionage Act. Can't wait. That's probably the one that Trump might be able to get. But as you see here, this is the official letter. Heidi Kitrozer is there. Mark Rosell out of George Mason University. Jonathan Schwab at the Kentucky of Rosenberg College of Law. And Mitchell Sullenberger, also at the University of Michigan, Dearborn. And in his message to the Western Journal, McClellan stressed that the four experts, quote, are not professionally affiliated with the NSC and that the letter was an informational filing, not a piece of advocacy. So it seems like this special master road might just end up being a smoke and mirrors. And I don't even know if Trump was super serious about getting a special master or he is just adding more fuel to the fire because he knows this is not going to go anywhere and this is going to collapse on itself before they even need the need to get a special master. It might not even be needed. But the interesting part of where this is going, fam, is all of the communications happening behind the scenes of Garland and also the FBI telling everyone, you guys, all of our employees, agents, you need to keep your mouth shut. Remember, we own you. And if you're going to be going to Congress and go be a whistleblower, you got to do it through the proper channels. And by what that means, the proper channels, if you speak out, we are going to crush your throat in and make sure you don't speak. And this is coming directly out of the blaze here. Garland is warning his DOJ employees that communicating with Congress without authorization violates their employee standards. Merrick Garland sent all Justice Department employees a memo on Tuesday reminding them of the agency's policies regarding communications with Congress. And what did this memo say? Garland was referring to the DOJ employee manual instructed all Justice Department employees that any communications with Congress must go through the department's Office of Legislative Affairs. Now, this isn't new, fam. There is a way to do this. But the fact is that they're ramping this rhetoric up, putting out what they're calling, quote, reminders to their officials saying, make sure you don't go and do a James O'Keefe and fuck our shit up and go to Congress and blow everything up that we've been working towards. And it goes into the law here, how they have to go. They basically have to go through the DOJ and the DOJ has to give them the approval themselves to go to Congress. I can tell you right now, that is not what's going to happen. Garland instructed employees that such policies are meant to protect the integrity of the DOJ investigation. I can tell you right now, the integrity of the DOJ and the FBI, they got thrown the wood chipper with a bunch of the pedophiles months ago, if not years ago, after what we all went through during Trump's administration. There is no integrity left in the DOJ at this point. No one trusts them. No one believes them. Everyone is irate with them, and rightfully so. And quoting the manual, Gerlach added that the policy is not, quote, intended to conflict with or limit whistleblower protections. And in this world that we live in, fam, which is clown world, anything these clowns say, you have to assume that whatever the opposite, that is the truth. When they tell you, we're not here to do this to make sure we're going to be limiting your whistleblower protections or limiting what you're going to do to us or limiting the damage that you're going to do to us, it's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. And yes, there are laws that how these things go. I'm assuming most people will continue to follow these, but there may be some rogue ones, and they're going to throw this entire thing under the bus. Social media users quickly speculate the memo is a covert message to potential Justice Department whistleblowers who want to divulge behind-the-scenes information to members of Congress. And importantly, Garland did not mention the importance of not leaking information to the media. And this is why I'm saying, fam, you talk about the integrity thing. What integrity are you talking about? We all know when Garland here specifically mentions the importance of not leaking information to the media, who gave the media the story of the nuclear codes and all the other stuff that Trump may have had in Mar-a-Lago? Where did that come from? It has to have come from places like the DOJ, the FBI. He heads all of it. He is the main boss of all that. That all comes from his departments. And he's telling all these people, no, we need to make sure we have the importance of not leaking information to the media. You motherfuckers have been doing that for years, for a long-ass time. And we all know your game now at this point. It's over. It's absolutely over. You guys want to get into Mr. Timothy Tebow, which, by the way, I found out, unfortunately, I was pronouncing wrong this entire time, and apparently some of you were telling me in the chats that I was saying it wrong, but unfortunately, I learned the hard way. The last 2 or 3 days, I've been saying Thibault, like someone's thigh in like a bolt of lightning, Thibault, saying it wrong this entire time. He put out his lawyer put out a response for his client. We're going to read that in just a moment here. It's absolutely hilarious. Dark Knight with a cookie. I won up until the last minute or midterms or 2024. I'm right there with you, friend. Thank you for that cookie. Rider with a cookie. Melania, boxers or briefs? I would say she's probably a brief chick if I had to guess. Jezebel the can. They have total loss of competency. They are bought and paid for. 100%. How can you not have that? How can you not have that takeaway at this point? It's so obvious. Let's get into what the lawyer response from Timothy Tebow, I guess that's how it's pronounced, does not go anything with the spelling. And again, finding that out earlier today, I felt like, oh my God, I sound like a fool every time I said this guy's name. And the only reason why I found out is because it was directly in it was directly in the statement. On August 26, 2022, Mr. Tebow voluntarily retired from the FBI. So it was voluntary. Yeah, well, okay. Mr. Tebow was not fired, not forced to retire, not asked to retire. On his last day as part of his processing, Mr. Tebow turned in his security badge and walked with two longtime special agents friends through the field office to finish processing his paperwork. He walked out of the building by himself, claims to be the contrary are false. No one leaves the FBI building like that unless you're getting fired and you need to be walked out by security. That is a common practice. It happened all the time when I was in the banking industry. I was an awesome employee. Even when I left and put my 2 weeks in, I was also walked out the door. It's common practice. This is all bullshit. Mr. Tebow was eligible for retirement and informed his supervisors about a month ago that he intended to retire following more than 30 years of devoting himself to completely fucking up our country. Now, it's interesting here that he said he intended to retire about a month ago. About a month ago puts us at the beginning of this raid, which we all know he was a big part of. Interesting that all of a sudden he decides to retire. We all know it's bullshit. As he goes on here, during his tenure at the FBI, Mr. Thibault received more than a dozen awards, and they go into all of his bullshit awards that no one cares about. Thank you, Wise Mom Bear, saying it's okay, Sky, we're used to it. I'll give myself a dong. Thank you so much, Wise Mom Bear, for confirming. There have been allegations that Mr. Tebow's social media posts potentially violated the Hatch Act. And those allegations are being investigated by the Office of Special Counsel. So Mr. Tebow didn't do anything. He wasn't meddling anything. But at the same time, he is currently under investigation for violating the Hatch Act. Okay. Mr. Tebow is cooperating with the investigation, urges the office to complete its review, and expects to be fully exonerated. There have also been allegations that Mr. Tebow took certain actions and investigations for partisan political reasons. Yeah, that's why he's being investigated for the Hatch Act. And Mr. Tebow welcomes any investigation of these false allegations regardless of his retirement. He firmly believes that any investigation will conclude that his supervision, and he's going to say everything is okay, and he did everything ethically with integrity. And on top of it, he wants to set the record straight that he was not involved in the search at Mar-a-Lago and in its planning or execution, and he did not supervise the investigation of Hunter Biden's laptop. And fam, what you are witnessing and watching at this point right now is complete and utter damage control. You don't put out a statement like this. You don't get walked out of the FBI building like this when you are the one that is actively involved with Spygate, with Russiagate, with this raid, and also the complete censorship of the Hunter Biden laptop from hell. What happened was the bosses got fed up and they needed someone to fall on the sword, and Mr. Director Ray over there needed a head to throw to the wolves to let us know, hey, we are doing something. And Trump also knows what's going on as well. Directly from his Truth account, people that, quote, retire from the FBI aren't perp walked out of the headquarters building on a hot sunny afternoon in August after being screamed at and ridiculed by his bosses like the laptop. This was the firing from hell. I absolutely love it. He knows what's up. And he goes on to say, so now the con man, special agent of the FBI, has announced right after getting caught rigging the 2020 presidential election and many other things and getting blasted by his bosses that it would be a wonderful time for him to retire. What damage he has done to our nation. Look at us. We have become strictly third world. It is 100% right. That's exactly what we were doing. Cages, I mispronounced bullshit. Did I? I wouldn't put it past myself. Thanks for calling it out, Cage. Chunky Punch, thanks for the cookie. Anytime you needed your lawyer to announce your retirement, you've got a problem. That exactly. Cookie! You just summed it up perfectly, Chunky Punch. That's exactly it. If you need a lawyer to exactly sum up your walkout and you can't do it yourself, you need a lawyer to do it for yourself, you got some problems. And costly decisions. Thank you so much for that cookie. I super appreciate it. And I wanted to put this clip in here. If Trump was Thanos and we just lived in this perfect world of accountability, it would be this easy to get rid of the communists and traitors in our country this simply.
That's it. Bye-bye. That's it. Bye-bye.
Bye, dude.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Ding.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Goodbye, everybody. And that's the end. And everyone says, oh, that was fun.
I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it. But what I am seeing here, fam, and I do agree with what a lot of you are saying, I do believe we are witnessing a slow demolition of the FBI. We can only hope, right? Because on top of this news that we've been talking about endlessly about this raid, right? This came out 2 days ago about FBI employees, and it's always the same people. From KSLTV.com, this is out of Utah, FBI employee arrested on suspicion of multiple counts of child sex abuse. A Utah man who's also an employee of the FBI has been arrested on suspicion of child sexual abuse. Robert Alexander Smith, 65, that's really gross, was arrested at his home in Stansbury Park and booked into the Tooele County Jail after an investigation by the county sheriff's office that included interviews with up to 5 minor girls. Wasn't just one, it was 5, who said they were victims of Smith. He was booked on 4 counts of aggravated sex abuse of a child without incident, according to court documents. Smith is an employee of the FBI, and in a statement, the FBI said the possible misconduct has been referred to the Bureau's Internal Affairs Department in the following statement. They give some bullshit statement. Smith's specific role with the FBI was not immediately clear. It was the pedophile department. What else is new? Just so many bad looks with the FBI protecting prolific pedophiles, prolific child sexual abuse cases. And it's gotten to the point, guys, it's gotten to the point now that why I wanted to play that clip with the fairy, King of the Fairies, Richard Grenell, was the fact that Ray is only responding now because his job is in jeopardy, to the point where this article right here, I love this article. The Washington Times put this out, said allegations of political bias, widespread misconduct are prompting FBI agents to call for Ray to step down. Rank and file FBI agents said they cannot see how FBI Director Ray stays in his position after the Washington Times exclusive report about a senior bureau official stepping down under scrutiny for suspected political bias affecting investigations. Kurt Susek, a lawyer and former FBI agent who represents these whistleblowers at the bureau, said agents tell him that Mr. Ray has lost control of the agency and should resign. I'm hearing from the FBI personnel that they feel like the director has lost control of the bureau, he said. They're saying, how does this guy survive? He's leaving. He's got to leave. And the whistleblowers that are talking to Congress about this corruption and retaliation say in disclosures that Mr. Ray was often notified of the problems within the bureau but never took actions to resolve them. And this is why I've been saying from the get-go, Ray has been nothing but a regular piece of the swamp that all he cares about is his own career and holding on to his job. This is where things are going. And the thing is, I'm not seeing any encouragement from the FBI or the DOJ about, hey, yeah, if there's shit going down, obviously they're not gonna tell people, go rat us out. But you're also seeing that these FBI agents and DOJ officials, they are fearing their jobs, their livelihoods, everything. And if you're in a place like that, that tells you that the system itself needs to be completely gutted, or in all our best hopes, completely eradicated. It's amazing to watch this play out. And now you got FBI agents calling for the end of Ray. And if that happens, when that happens, we're going to absolutely celebrate, because it's going to be, I don't know what's going to come after it. Because knowing the FBI, wouldn't you guys be surprised if they get rid of Ray and they put someone like Peter Strzok as the director? Peter fucking Strzok as the FBI director? And you want to talk about rage coming from MAGA? It would not surprise me one bit. Not one bit. What up, Pete? Great to see Pete from the P2P podcast out there in the Foxhole chats. Great to see you, friend. Absolutely great way. Great to see you, dude. So I want to transition here, fam, because there's other things happening in the world besides just this raid. And we know we're going to be hearing a ton of it coming out of Trump on Saturday in Pennsylvania for his rally, and it's going to be epic. I cannot wait to see it. Out in the Middle East, and the reason why I'm bringing this up is because growing up in the time frame that I did, I started middle school in 2000, and from like 2000, obviously from 2001 with 9/11, and all those years following, there was nothing in the news and what my parents would be talking about, family, whoever it was, friends, not talking nothing but the Middle East and how it needs to be taken back and it needs to be democratized and we need to instill our values on these people. And in essence, what it was we were going to fucking take over these countries, puppet regimes in these countries, take all their resources and then leave once we were done with them. Right now in the Middle East, things are getting heated, specifically out in Iraq. And protesters are breaching the presidential palace in Baghdad. And as far as peace goes, it is turning to shit. And on top of it, you can thank this regime, this fake president, for letting the Taliban out, essentially, and giving Afghanistan back. It's a complete shit show. And this is just a quick clip of what this looks like out there right now. This is what you're seeing out there right now. Oh, and on top of it, the Taliban, after regrouping and getting all their men back out of the jails, after all the weapons we gave them, this was them celebrating their one-year anniversary. And they're celebrating this right around the same time that we had our, quote, poll out. This is the Taliban, fam. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And again, they're claiming that Biden had no idea about any of the stuff that happened with Mar-a-Lago. I don't believe it for a second. Kept in the dark. Maybe 1% chance. Maybe. Would he have even known what was going on anyways? I have no idea. But I can tell you, if it wasn't for that reason, if it wasn't for Biden going out on vacation, the only reason I could think of while he's doing that to stay out of the spotlight because of the Afghanistan pullout and how much of a debacle it was and how he made America, our military, and all of our allies that we fought with for years look like complete fools, made everyone not trust us anymore, and look absolutely fucking weak to the entire world. The Taliban is celebrating their new one-year anniversary, while over here it's barely mentioned that the 13 soldiers that died, there is nothing for them. And you guys all remember the infamous video clip where the dead soldiers are being brought out from the planes and Biden is looking at his fucking watch with his mask on like a complete clown. But things are not looking good out in Pakistan and Iraq. Apparently, they're collapsing. This is coming from Michael Yan, written just 2 days ago. Appears that the weapons that we sent to Ukraine are showing up in places like Iraq and Albania. Iraq is collapsing in the context of rest. This creates grave energy implications for Europe and beyond. And these famines will be biblical. The U.S. embassy is being evacuated. Iraq, total security collapse in the green zone, and security forces are leaving their post. Pakistan has essentially collapsed from the floods, and just from being Pakistan, both Pakistan and Iraq will drive huge migration towards Europe and to South America through Darien Gap to neighborhoods across America and Canada. For those who have not yet noticed, we're in the state of a world war. Civil wars and revolutions will follow. Long-time readers know that I normally do not make in terms of certainty, but in the current situation, the conditions are so deeply set and growing for wars. We are basically a massive bone dry forest with millions of children shooting Roman candles. What a comparison. What an image there. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you know all the money that we've been giving you to Ukraine. Pakistan has been suffering from insane floods. And by the way, all that money we were giving to Ukraine, don't worry, guys. We sent another $33 million to Pakistan to help in the flood efforts. I'm sure it went to all the victims' flood efforts. This was the hapless, absolutely joke of a press secretary saying, confirming today that we gave $33 million to Pakistan for the fucking floods.
National humanitarian assistance that the U.S. government may provide. The United States has and will continue to be a strong supporter of the people of Pakistan. We are the single largest humanitarian donor to Pakistan, having provided over $33 million in humanitarian assistance. We will continue to closely monitor the situation in Pakistan for further needs following this horrific.
Hit the wrong drop, but it's okay. $33 million to Pakistan. I didn't see anything for our border wall. Anything for the... Is it Mississippi or Missouri right now that has shit in their water right now? You don't see anything coming from our government to help anybody in this fucking country. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And the thing is, I'm watching everything go in the Middle East, and I was talking to Tom about this, because growing up, We were given this patriotic message that after 9/11, we all as American citizens, we wanted to go to war with whoever took down our Twin Towers in New York, killed thousands of civilians. We wanted blood, right? We need to go over there and blow them to bits. And it was nothing but bullshit to drag us into a needless war that got more of our people killed. And it's when you're not awake and you're living in it, you believe in that corporate media, you're going through all of it, you're listening through all of it, and you think you're on the right side of things. And being in this journey now myself, now almost 5 years, going on 6 years, you realize how fucked up our government is. And when I remember seeing like children holding signs up saying they hated America. They hate America. In no way do I advocate hating our country, right? That's not what I'm saying here. Our government, though, is something different. Totally different. When you realize what America has been doing for so long as our government, installing puppet regimes and just completely running roughshod over these countries, being the police force of these countries, now, right now, August 31st, 2022, we share something in common with those people, fam. We both, in a lot of ways, hate our government. And the other comparison that we all have in common, we all just want to be left the fuck alone from this corrupt government. These people in these countries, if they want to fucking kill each other and go to war with each other, let them go to war with each other. Are they effing our stuff up over here? If they're not, let them do whatever the fuck they want. That's my opinion on it. Leave the citizens of this country alone. Let law-abiding citizens live the lives they want. Give the freedoms and the privileges that were afforded to myself, you guys, our families, and just leave us the fuck alone, and we will continue on being law-abiding, peaceful citizens. People out in these other countries want the same thing too, but they don't have the infrastructure to stop it. This is why it blows my mind when they decided to go to war with how superior our military was and all the firepower we had. Yeah, Afghanistan and Iraq and all these Middle Eastern countries were able to hold off the United States military for years. Is that what you're trying to tell me right now? Fam, this is the deprogramming that I myself had to go through, realizing all this stuff. And being somebody, and you think about the vets, the military, they had to go over there, the people that died, the family, the friends, all these people that died. And they're saying all these weapons that are being sent to the Ukraine are ending up in Iraq and Pakistan. What about us? What about our health of our military? Obama was all about ripping it down to make it weak. And we're watching it now. And Tucker Carlson said this exact point about our ammo.
Harping on energy because energy is the source, of course, of civilization. And so when the Biden administration makes our energy grid less reliable on purpose, you should be concerned. When they hurt the U.S. military and eliminate its ability to fight wars, you should be very worried. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that according to Pentagon officials, the U.S. government is running out of ammunition. Now, where did all the ammo go? Well, it's been sent to the corrupt oligarchs in Ukraine. To give just one example, the number of 155-millimeter combat rounds, howitzers use them, is now, quote, uncomfortably low in American stockpile. That's what a Pentagon official told the Journal. We've distributed more than 800,000 rounds of howitzer ammunition to the Ukrainian government just this year. Where did all that ammo go? We don't know because we're not tracking it. Inevitably, a lot of it was sold to destabilize other countries. But the bottom line, as the official told the Journal, is we don't have enough to feel comfortable as U.S. troops go into combat. The Pentagon official told the Wall Street Journal that this is a threat to military readiness. Is it accidental? It's the opposite of that. Well, meanwhile,
exactly right. And this shit's going out everywhere. And another indicator of this, I just wanted to throw this in there, guys. This is crazy. From Law Enforcement Today, most transparent administration in history is stopping publishing military expenditures arms transfers report. And from the most transparent administration in American history, we find one item that has largely been buried by the mainstream media. This week, the State Department announced that the World Military Expenditures and Arms Transfers Report, which has been published for over 50 years, will no longer be produced as usual. That provision was buried deep inside the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2022. And under that law, it required no later than December 31 of each year, the Secretary of State shall publish an unclassified report on world military expenditures and arms transfers, and such report shall provide all the details about that. Now, the State Department is going to be no longer reporting those transfers and expenditures after the language is buried inside the most recent National Defense Authorization Act. I wonder why they want to hide that starting this year, because do they not want the American people to see everything and where all that stuff's going? The military knows where it's going. The government knows where it's going. They don't want to be transparent about where it's going. What does that tell you, ladies and gentlemen? That tells you everything you need to know. And it's funny because when Biden's out here talking about like he did yesterday, when he said, for those brave right-wing Americans, if you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something little more than a gun. It blows my mind because Afghanistan and all, and you're telling me the Taliban and ISIS, they were able to hold off the American government for almost 20 years. But you're telling you not, you're provoking and antagonizing and threatening your own citizens that you're going to need more than guns to take on an F-15. And it's funny that Biden even mentions this and says he thinks that the military would actually shoot down on their own citizens. This is dangerous, dangerous rhetoric being thrown out here, fam. It's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable to me. Now, at the end of the show here, fam, I want to show you the breaking video that Project Veritas put out on this assistant principal out in Greenwich, Connecticut. This was he got caught saying they do not want to hire Catholic teachers, wants to hire younger progressive teachers, and they don't hire Catholics because they're usually always conservative, and he likes to influence kids, but he has lost the parents, as he says here in the video. He's lost the parents. The parents are awake. So what is he doing? He admits on camera that he's not hiring Catholics and wants the young progressive socialist activist to then groom your children. This is a huge story, and guess what? There is a school board meeting for this school next week. That is going to be crazy. Take a watch.
So then what do you do as a Catholic if you find out someone is Catholic and I'm not? So have you found like that certain religions tend to be more right-wing?
Protestants in this area probably are as well. Catholic is unbelievable.
You're about to see is one assistant principal in charge of 360 students.
If people knew that you, like, didn't hire conservatives, though, do you think they would be pissed or, like...
I'm not allowed to ask. They're not allowed to ask me. So it just comes down to questions.
Any younger, but if they're older, I'm not allowed to do that. I can't tell them I'm not interviewing you because you're older. I just don't interview you. Sometimes you older you get, the more set your ways and more conservative you get. I can't get past the parents anymore. So because I can't get past the parents, do I really have as much of an influence as on the kids as I want? I try in my own way, but right now my job is to hire the right teachers. Teaching them how to think. That's it. Doesn't matter what they think about it. If they think about it in a logical or aggressive way, that becomes their own.
So you kind of like gear them to think in a more liberal way.
Believe it or not, hopefully the more progressive teachers are actually more savvy about delivering like a democratic message without really ever mentioning politics. It's subtle. They'll never say, oh, this is a liberal or a democratic way of doing this. They just make that the norm. This is how we handle things. And it's subtle.
And that's how you get away with it?
That's how you get away with it.
And how do you make sure the parents don't find out?
They can find out, so long as you never mention the politics.
And then later down the line, they're going to vote Democrat. And you will have done a great service to our country.
When I watch videos like this, guys, I'm just like, yeah, the decision to be homeschooling my boys, it just keeps piling up. It just keeps piling up. Now, this came out today, and there's three parts to this, and I think it's different stories. This was the first one, and after this came out, Jeremy Bowen, he was on LinkedIn, and then quickly he was not on LinkedIn, deleted his profile, and on top of it, this has now become national news. This was from the superintendent, Tony Jones. The following is an update regarding the viral video that contains footage of an admin at Coscop School. Immediately, the staff member was placed on administrative leave. Once again, we do not support any opinions that promote discriminatory hiring practices based on race, religion, gender, or age in any way. We want to remind your entire community that our curriculum, policies, and procedures are strictly enforced by our board, Dr. Tony Jones. And you know, the question I ask, fam, because we know these vile cancers of people like this are out there. Where are the other ones? Where are the other ones that are doing this? Because I can tell you right now, there are got to be a ton of these teachers out there. And they're actively willing, giving the speech themselves, saying, we want to indoctrinate these kids in our progressive ways. Now, James O'Keefe, and let me get to these gold pills, guys. So sorry. Orion with a cookie. Dice Man with a cookie. Adam Huggabug with a can. A woke claw for long, dong, strong. Thank you, my friend. And Oriando the cookie. Leave us alone. Space Coast Thermal Cookie, do you remember when Biden threatened the American people with nukes? I do. That wasn't too far away or too far ago, right? And Trace Tiger, the cookie, CRT, SEL needs to be taken out. If not, then homeschool if you can. That is the plan, my friend. Thank you for the cookie, Trace. And Shit Show, great to see you, friend. Everyone, go watch Shit Show tonight. I'm sure he'll be on. If not, he'll be on at some point. Thank you, Shit Show, for the cookie. Adam Huggabug, the cookie for Juan Dong Strong. Thank you, my guys. Thank you so much. James O'Keefe here is filmed confronting this guy, and the manager of this bar, clearly not a fan of Project Veritas, completely cucked out, and then the police get involved, and it's turned into a complete shit show. And James O'Keefe comes out on top, as always. Enjoy.
What are you going to do?
She's the manager of the...
Yes.
Don't go in there. Because if you trespass, you're going to get locked up.
We're going to get locked up. Hi, you Jeremy Boland?
I am.
Assistant principal, Koskov.
How do we know this?
We know this because you're caught in a hidden camera video saying that you don't hire Catholics. Is it ethical to discriminate against people due to their religion?
This
violates Connecticut law.
This needs to stop right now.
Statute. I'm sorry?
This needs to stop.
Why does it need to stop?
Because I'm telling you it needs to stop.
What are you going to do?
Why do I have to do anything?
Well, I'm a journalist. I'm asking questions. So you want me to stop asking questions?
I didn't agree to this.
Well, you agreed to speak to this individual and tell her that you don't hire Catholics. It's a private conversation. So is it true that what you said, you don't hire Catholics? I'm going
to
walk with you.
So he said it's a private conversation. A private conversation.
Let's take a look here. So what you do, the Catholics, we're journalists. We're doing a story.
You don't
Project
hire
Veritas.
Catholics.
You don't. He's a principal at Greenwich Schools, and he's saying you don't hire people based upon their religion.
Oh, expose them.
So we're exposing them.
A new Project Veritas fan.
Jeremy Bolton.
The police have showed up here, so we're having a situation. Here we go.
Why are you filming me? I guess we have a person who's not a fan of Project Veritas here. Well,
all your cameras and microphones, you said, she's the manager at the... Don't go in there. Because if you trespass, you're going to get locked up, and I'm pretty sure you're going to be on the news as well.
We're going to get locked up.
If you trespass, yes.
Yes.
We have not trespassed.
Well,
we're staying on public property.
Know, okay?
You're
right,
not allowed to legally do any photography without our permission. So inside this business...
How about this parking lot?
You're no longer accepted in there.
So how can I get how can I walk without, sir? Threatened to put us in jail. We will be reaching out to this police station for comment for threatening to jail journalists for asking questions.
Oh, man. Absolutely fire. And thank God, ladies and gentlemen. Thank God this is coming out. And there was a reaction here locally from Catholics to the Koskov school, and I want to play that. It's worth the 1 minute here. Absolutely worth it, because people are waking up. The parents are waking up, and there was another video of the local Connecticut news out there, and they scheduled a meeting between O'Keefe and the representative from this Connecticut media, and the Connecticut media said, If all came out and said, well, James, why did you heavily edit the video? Will you release the raw videos and all this other nonsense, and said he's right, you know, far right extreme, you know, and it's all the same bullshit. And there were parents outside that, and everyone said, oh, it's Greenwich, Connecticut. They're probably okay with this. Some probably are. But from that video, there was a ton of, there was a lot of parents in the background behind James holding up signs of corruption, and they want answers. There are parents that are pissed off, fam, even in these deep blue states like Connecticut. This is the response from the Archdiocese, I believe. Make sure I get this right. The Archdiocese of Hartford put this message out after hearing this on the news. Crazy.
Friends in faith, the revelations that an official in the Greenwich School District discriminated against people of the Catholic faith who are seeking employment are extremely disturbing and should be treated as a serious breach of the public trust and state laws.
Oh, so then what do you do with the Catholics if you find out someone is Catholic member?
It is unacceptable that any public institution engages in this conduct, and we hope both the Greenwich School District and the State Department of Education investigate this matter thoroughly. The comments regarding Catholics, as well as indoctrination techniques by the Cos Cobb Elementary School assistant principal, are vile, and they do a profound disservice to the many Catholic teachers in public schools, both in Greenwich and across the state. It is our hope that this is an isolated incident and not reflective of all the dedicated teachers, administrators, and support staff who are trying to provide a quality education to our children. At the same time, this is an important moment for all elected officials to denounce these practices and to guarantee that any parent or student who do have concerns about the quality of education be respected and heard. Our nation was founded on the inalienable...
Yo, it's fucking eyes twitching over here.
...right of freedom of religion. Any attempt to infringe on that right, no matter what faith, must be a priority of those we have entrusted to enforce those laws. Thank you.
Friends, man, this is... Christopher Healy. He ain't... This isn't going away, fam. This isn't going away. And it's only going to get worse for these clowns. Only gonna get worse for these clowns. Let me see here. What do I want to bring up here as far as... I did add... Nope. Added a song somewhere. I just gotta find it. Yeah, this is the one I was looking for. Crazy. Thank God for James O'Keefe, fam. Thank God for James O'Keefe. You guys rock today. Thank you so much for hanging on the show. If you enjoyed this show so much, please make sure, if you guys want a bonus show every Monday night, please go over to wokefam.locals.com where we have Monday's show right here. This gives you so much more access. You want, most of my content is free, but if you want to get that bonus show, fam, this is where you get it. With that comes discounts on merch, a private Telegram chat, and your handle on my main screen. And if you become a yearly subscriber, you get 2 free months off that subscription. And everything you need is pinned to the top of the page in those discount codes as well. And the names are right here. We have 100 officially. We're at 120 paid subscribers on that platform, fam. I wanted 125 in the month. If we get five more signups by the end of the month, I'll be so happy. My 125 was my goal. And then we pushed for 150. And this is a fantastic way to help keep this channel going full time with the support over on the locals. And I appreciate every single one of you. Make sure you guys, if you get that discount code, go check out the merch store and get yourself something as a nice gift for yourself, your hubby, your friends, or your libtard, your libtard family members as well. There's mugs, hats, travel mugs, Yeti style. These aren't cheap. These are really, really good quality products. And check it out, fam. It all goes a long way in helping the channel. Thank you, SA, for the cookie and a boneless chicken with a cookie. Inhale. Cookie! Thank you, my friend. And Maven, thank you for the shades. Daniel Burns, I remember my boy's kicking his pedo ass for years. Oh, my God. I hear you, man. I absolutely hear you. Thank you guys so much for the gold pill support. We're at 8,000. 8,149 gold pills. Can we push that to 10K for the end of the show to get us into that 10,000? I would really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for hanging out also over on Rumble. So, fam, I'm really trying to get into this COVID stuff, but just haven't been able to fit it in. And there is some disturbing things coming out. There's a picture of a placenta here. I'm going to try to get it to tomorrow. There's a picture of a placenta of a woman that got jabbed, and it's horrifying. And these doctors that are exposing it all attribute to the Pfizer vaccine. It's horrifying, and I'll see if I can get that up tomorrow for you guys on the Thursday show. Thank you, Maven. My rainbow boner types keyboard. Thank you, Maven. I appreciate that. And Donkey Punch of the Cookie, another great show. Love you, brother. Thank you, Donkey Punch. I appreciate that, guys. Thank you so much. Super appreciate that. So let's see if we get that up to 10,000 gold pills. While we do that, fam, I'm going to get the scratching out for you to push that out so you guys can get paid and you guys will be on your way. Phil has 150 million on local, Scott. He does. He also gets 6 million to 8 million views a live stream, supposedly. It's amazing. The biggest podcaster in the world. Who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk it? Thank you, Donkey Punch, for the cookie. Love the whole family. Answer the shades and share with them with the 1,500 gold pills. That'll do it. You guys fucking rock. Here we go. Scratchin's released. Get your gold pills, fam. Thank you guys for pushing that up to 10K. Appreciate that. You guys rock. And by the way, if you guys have not signed up for my Substack, please go and do so. Substack has been popping. Thank you, Maven, for that phone. Appreciate it, friend. Super appreciate that. Thank you so much. Please subscribe to the Substack as well. It's completely free. There is a paid option, but everything I'm putting on here is free. And I've been working on a Substack for a while now about the demons that are doing these transition surgeries on children. It's so much information, fam. I'm trying to compile it to one article. It's a beast. So, Fast, thank you for the 1,000 gold pills, my dude. I appreciate that. That's an absolute beast. So we'll be getting that out too. Carrie Lake says, you need a 2-hour show. Carrie Lake, I have been pondering that for a while now. If I do a 2-hour, my thing is, I don't want to run into Frank's show when Frank's on. Frank is an awesome show. If I'm going to do a 2-hour show, I would have to move my show from 4:30 to 4. And would you guys be able to be willing to do that? Because I've been pondering that for a long time. If I do my time slot from 4 to 6, would you guys be good with that? Because the show is getting to a point. For a while, fam, I didn't know if I'd be able to do 5 days of content, 2 hours. It's just a lot. We may be getting to that point very soon. You may. Thank you, Papa. Good night. Great to see you in the chats. Good night, Scott. Papa D. Thank you, Papa. Great to see you here. That may happen relatively pretty soon, especially with everything coming up with the midterms. It's going to be cray-cray. Yes! I'm sure me, Papa, there is a bunch out here in Tennessee. I think this is in every state. It's rampant as far as the teachers. There's no doubt about it. Thank you guys so much. Make sure you follow me on Truth Social, on Telegram, on Gab, wherever you can find me, on BitChute. Thank you for the cookie, Tucker Dixon. You guys rock. 12,000 gold pills. And you made an even number. The woke fam rocks. Check out the Substack. Go buy some merch, fam. Sign up on the locals. And enjoy your nights, fam. Stay safe. Stay strong. Stay woke. Good night, everybody. Junkie Punch. Gold pills. My man. Love you guys.